Back here on Downtown NBA Finals, gearing up for Game 3 in Boston tomorrow night. And with more on that, we welcome in our friend John Corrales of the Locked On Celtics podcast and the Boston Sports Journal. Hello there, John.
Hey there. How's it going?
Doing well, thanks. How are you surviving the finals so far?
You know, it's been great. It's been great. You know, travel is really intense, but, you know, it's traveling between two NBA final cities. So it's been it's wonderful.
Well, it was in some ways a not unexpected Game 2 because the Celtics throughout this playoff run have found ways to make things more difficult for themselves. Turnover is obviously the big key. What really happened in Game 2?
Yeah, I think the Celtics came out hot, but the process of them scoring was not great. I think they came out with firing a little too quickly. And eventually those shots stopped falling. And then, you know, the Warriors were ramping up their defense. They made some nice adjustments with Draymond Green playing super aggressive. Celtics started turning the ball over and trying to do too much. And, yeah, you want to give credit to the Warriors playing defense and making some of those steals. But you also look at the Celtics and say, a lot of the same old stories, you know, a lot of the same old problems. And, you know, when you turn the ball over as much as they did, 19 times, giving up 33 points, that's a recipe for a loss. They're just not going to win when they turn the ball over that much.
And, again, some things went well for them, but down the stretch it was clear that after the third quarter that this one was lost. Did Ime Udoka make the right decision getting the guys out with more than 10 minutes to go?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it was a foregone conclusion. I mean, it was a six-point game with 4:17 to go, and then they just got hit with a barrage, just one of those classic Warriors barrages, and it was obvious that the Celtics just didn't have it at that point. When you're down almost 30, I think it was, you know, at one point there, you just got to do the math and say, this is not going to happen. It's not happening tonight. I know it's the NBA Finals. But you came away with a split. Take the split, go home, rest up, get these guys off their feet, and try to take Game 3 and 4. You know, you have a real strong possibility of coming out of Boston, going back to San Francisco, up 3-1. So anything you could do to preserve that, yeah, that was fine.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. The officiating, I know you've been engaging some folks online about this. It wasn't good. It's been fairly consistently not good throughout the postseason. But those people who have the idea that the fix is in on all this are, what, misguided at best?
Yeah, I will be polite and say that. Look, I understand. Like, I can see where people are coming from with the officiating, and they say, you know, what about this call, or what about that call, or this phantom call, or okay, that's all fine. That's all fine. But I think what people miss is the overall game where, okay, yeah, there were calls that went against the Celtics that probably shouldn't have. And that may have impacted the game at some point, but the Celtics were still down 6 with 4:17 to go. They had their opportunity there to still stay in the game, and then they just got hit with that Golden State flurry, and that was it. It was over. They couldn't pull themselves out of the turnovers. They couldn't pull themselves out of the defensive mistakes. That has nothing to do with the officials. At some point, the officiating, like, yes, it has its impact in certain spots, but at that point, it was done. Like, if the Celtics can't get past that at that point in the game, the third quarter, fourth quarter, then they don't even deserve the opportunity to win. You just have to accept that the Celtics made their mistakes in the third quarter. And if you want to only blame it on the officiating, then you're absolving the Celtics a little too much for mistakes that they made that are certainly correctable.
Yeah, and as you point out, too, one of the mistakes that they've made during the playoff run has sometimes been waiting for the call, you know, lying on the floor, waiting for a call that never comes. In the meantime, the other team is in transition and scoring again, and you can't do that, and you've got to have the composure to not get upset when the calls don't go your way.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I think one thing the Celtics do is they tend to play for the foul rather than trying to just get to a spot, take their shot. If you get fouled, you get fouled. But put the ball in the hoop. You know, don't turn and spin and throw your arms out and say, okay, I'm going to get fouled on this play. No, go make a move to score, and if they foul you, then that should be an and one. So I think the officials understand, like, sometimes if you're hunting for a foul and you're intentionally putting yourself out there to get fouled, they may not call it because, like, well, you're the one who's initiating this. Mm. You put your arms, you put yourself in that spot, and now you're looking to punish the other team for it. Like, no. It's not like flopping where somebody gets hit and people are accentuating the contact. You still really got hit. But if you're throwing yourself into other players and saying they should get called for the foul, I think that's why a lot of the officials say, no, we're not going to call that. And if that happens, and you lie on the floor and you sit there and you wait, you're just hurting your teammates. So I think the Celtics need to play with a different attitude for some parts of these games where it's like, we're going to play with force. We're going to play through the other team. And if they want to try to challenge it, then that's going to be a foul because the Celtics are the ones playing with that forceful intent. And if it comes down to complaining to the refs, wait till a stoppage. Wait until because it's not going to do anything. No, it's never happened in history where a player's thrown his arms up and the ref blow his whistle and go, you know what? You're right. Good point, Jason Tatum. Let's get back here and give you that foul.
Yes, thank you for bringing that to my attention. Right. But the good news is if they're tied up 1-1, they're back home for the next couple of games. What have been the positives? What have they done well through two games?
Well, I think they have defended generally well, except for that one stretch. I think that they've shown that they are the better team in general. Like, they are good enough to win this title. This is a high quality team that if they win should not be a surprise. So I think that they've defended generally pretty well enough where they can say, if we do this the right way, we continue to do this and finish off these defensive plays, then they'll get the stops. And I think offensively, more often than not, they've done a lot of the right things. And then when they get into trouble, it's when they try a little too hard, they push a little too hard. Somebody makes a drive and gets to a point where you're like, okay, this is good. You're impacting the defense. And then you take one or two more dribbles and then rise up and you're like, oh, well, now there's nowhere to pass to. So they do like 80% of a play well, and then the last 20% results in a turnover. So they have it. They have the formula, I think. They just need to execute it with more poise and not try to do too much. Make the simple play, and those simple plays will add up to good things.
Yeah, I think there have even been times when they've been perhaps too unselfish, that they'll get some great dribble penetration and then try to dish the ball off, throw a pass cross court when maybe they've been better off to just attack the basket.
Yeah, I think getting through, I think Jason Tatum especially I think his mind is still Miami-Milwaukee mode, where he needs to understand, like, you're the biggest dude on the floor. You know, even Kevon Looney is not quite, like, you can play through Looney too. So I would just say play stronger north to south, and even if they load up and pack the paint, okay, then you can kick it out, get the ball back, and drive again. You can continue to drive and attack these guys, and eventually something will open up.
Well, it sure is fun to be talking NBA Finals. John Corrales, we appreciate it. As always, enjoy the game tomorrow night, and we'll check in with you again next Tuesday.
All right, man. Thank you. See ya.
That's John Corrales every Tuesday on Downtown.